In times past, the church has put extra emphasis during Lent on three particular disciplines: prayer, fasting, and giving. Some of you will have been in the service recently when we looked at the subject of prayer, and today we look at the subject of fasting. As it happens, it's very appropriate for these strange days in which we are living. I saw a quote on social media this week where someone said, "I would never have thought I would be giving up this much for Lent." I'm sure we can all identify with that. In the modern world, about the only time that one hears the words food and fast in the same sentence is fast foods. And that's obviously not what we're talking about today. When one talks about fasting, the reaction that one might expect may be something like, "Just hang on a moment, we're no longer living in the Middle Ages." And there is a widespread notion that fasting is outdated and irrelevant, and if it is practiced, it is practiced only by super spiritual Christians. I remember back in the 1970s, there was a Catholic priest in South Africa who was on a hunger strike because of his opposition to apartheid. My grandmother referred to him quite sincerely as the dieting priest. But fasting is not about hunger strikes or dieting. Fasting can be defined simply as abstaining from food for spiritual purposes. Hunger strikes are for political purposes. Dieting is for physical purposes. Fasting is for spiritual purposes. Generally, fasting implies going without any food. But one can also have a partial fast where only certain foodstuffs are excluded. For example, in the Old Testament, we see Daniel doing this when for 3 weeks he abstained from wine and meat and delicacies. He had only vegetables and water. That's a bit like the type of fast that some of us do for Lent, when one excludes only certain items from one's diet. So is there a place for fasting today for the ordinary followers of Jesus? Certainly the Bible seems to suggest so. We heard earlier the words of Jesus, "When you fast." He didn't say if you fast, but when you fast. John Wesley had this to say: "Some people have exalted fasting beyond all scripture and reason, while others have utterly disregarded it." But having said that, we mustn't make it into a legalistic commandment, and those who practice it shouldn't try and impose it on others. Let's have a look at the purpose of fasting. We've already said that it is for spiritual purposes, but maybe we need to spell that out a bit. I think first we must say what the purpose of fasting is not. It is not to show what a good Christian I am. It's also not a way of trying to twist God's arm in order to get something from God. That is, I think, a very subtle temptation that we may not even be aware of. The idea of saying, in effect, "Lord, look what I'm doing for you. Won't you do this or that in return for me?" The real purpose of fasting, as with other disciplines like prayer and Bible study, is simply to enable us to focus our lives more deeply on God. It is a way of reminding ourselves that we are first and foremost spiritual beings, and fasting is a way of keeping that priority in our lives. To quote John Wesley again, "Let fasting be done to the Lord, with one eye fixed on him. Let our intention be this and this alone, to glorify our Father in heaven." Fasting is not an end in itself. Like other spiritual disciplines, it's a means to an end. And that end is to be drawn closer to Jesus and to be drawn more deeply into the love and the life of God. The missionary and writer Andrew Murray said this: prayer is the hand with which we grasp the invisible. Fasting is the other hand with which we let go of the visible. Food can take too big a part in our lives, and fasting can be a way to keep God as our priority. By all means, let's enjoy food as the good gift that God has given it, but let's maybe sometimes do without to remind our stomachs who in the end is the boss. And let's also use such times to remember those for whom going without food is not a choice, but a daily reality that is forced on them because of the conditions of their lives. What we said about food is equally true about other things that can become too important in our lives, whether it's sport, playing or watching it, or shopping, whether it's our favorite computer game or bingo. We could all do with having a fast from anything which has maybe become too much of an issue in our lives, helping us to be reminded of what is really most important. And this has been forced on us during these days, hasn't it? We are suddenly having to do without many things that have been so much part of our lives and just taken for granted. In many ways, that's going to be very difficult and very challenging. But I think in one way, at least, it's something positive. We are being given the opportunity to see our lives with fresh eyes, as it were. Sometimes we don't realize the hold that certain things may have on us until they aren't there. It's an opportunity for us to realign our priorities and lifestyles. William Wordsworth wrote, "The world is too much with us. Late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers." These days are a rare opportunity for us to see whether we are in some way laying waste our powers, our resources, time, money, energy, talents. The other side of it is that when once again we can do the things that we have been denied, either by choice or through force of circumstance, we can enjoy them with a new sense of gratitude and appreciation. I'm going to end with this lovely piece that has been going around on the internet from someone called Laura Kelly Fanucci. "When this is over, may we never again take for granted a handshake with a stranger, full shelves at the store, conversations with neighbors, a crowded theater, Friday night out, the taste of communion, a routine checkup, the school run, coffee with a friend, the stadium roaring, each deep breath, life itself. When this ends, may we find we've become more like the people we want to be, that we were called to be, that we hoped to be. And may we stay that way, better for each other, better because of the worst." Amen.